Recently, it was reported on the national level that the U.S. Census Bureau is pushing back its reporting of its final count from the 2020 census by a few months until September. That is going to cause some issues for some other states when it comes to apportioning and redrawing their legislative district lines. Beyond that, though, still some uncertainty and things up in the air about the census count and what it might end up meaning for us here in North Carolina, too. Rebecca Tippett is with Carolina Demography and has been closely tracking the census since its inception when it got underway. And she joins us now to talk about the latest developments. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
So first of all, starting with the reported delay until September, what do we know is behind that decision?
So there's a few things going on here. The first is we have two things that are delayed. One is the apportionment counts for the how many seats in the House of Representatives that each state gets. Typically, those are released in December, and those are coming out now April 30th. And then the data that's supposed to be coming out September 30th would have traditionally been released by the end of March. So we're about 6 months behind schedule on when we would typically get that redistricting data. And there's a few things behind that, but mainly that's really about the disruptions from COVID. So first and foremost, COVID delayed the end date of the census. So instead of wrapping up at the end of July, the census did not wrap up until mid to late October. So we have they had kind of that traditional window of when they would be able to calculate data got shortened. And then that was compounded because not only did COVID delay the data collection process, but it made some of that data harder to process because people were moving. You had college students who were supposed to be counted at their universities who had gone home and maybe counted in multiple places. So they're doing a lot more cleaning and kind of deduplication and really data checking to make sure that the census is as high quality as it can be. So it was kind of both the delay in the timing due to COVID and then the increased challenge in cleaning the data due to COVID that are going to be increasing the time that the Bureau needs.
And we talked at length about a lot of those challenges last year when the census was ongoing in the middle of the pandemic. Is there any concern now that the census numbers, when they finally are released, any concern about accuracy or quality of this census compared to previous ones?
I think that's always a concern. And in particular, it's a concern this year for our communities that were hard hit by COVID and communities that have traditionally been hard to count. So those are kind of highly mobile communities, low income communities. This year, communities with low internet access and rural communities where they were counted by a method that got particularly delayed due to COVID. So those are always concerns. And realistically, we won't know how legitimate those concerns are until we see both the census data and then some of the surveys that they do after the fact called post-enumeration surveys and then the demographic analysis product. So there's two different ways that we can try to understand the accuracy of the census. And so when the data is released, a few months after that, we'll normally get the results from those products, and that will give us a sense of was there an overall under or over count, and if so, which communities were more likely to be under or over counted. The challenge is that we traditionally know that at the national level, that data is not fine-grained enough for us to know, Orange County was overcounted. So we're not going to be able to know at that level of detail, but we will know some kind of big picture. Was it close? Was it off? And which groups were more likely to be missed?
And if it was off in some way, is there any way to adjust the final number at that point, or is that just for future reference for future censuses?
There is no way. So there was a Supreme Court decision in the 90s that precludes statistical adjustment of the census numbers, even if there's a known under or over count. So I do know that they do account for some of that and things like the population weighting that would go into other surveys, but the census itself cannot be adjusted. But they would take that into account in planning for the 2030 census. Mm.
Speaking with Rebecca Tippett, Carolina Demography, ncdemography.org, by the way, is the website if you want more information from them. We've been talking about the census in general on the national level. When it comes to North Carolina in particular, obviously we won't have the final numbers for some months, but what are we expecting to see from those final numbers? What are we projecting?
So the big thing that we should see, and we should kind of have confirmed by the end of March, is that we're expected to pick up a 14th seat in the House of Representatives. So that's going to be the big thing that we're looking towards. You know, our population should be around 10.6 million. And one of the big questions I know I have is, you know, which county is going to come out larger, Wake or Mecklenburg? Going into 2020, we had Wake County population estimates were a little bit higher than Mecklenburg for the first time in decades. So that's definitely something that, you know, they're going to be really close, but how close is going to be a matter of where the census numbers come out. You know, other things that we're looking towards is going to be, you know, how are people responding to this ancestry, this race and ethnicity question? I think we'll get some really interesting new data out of that. And I also want to note that this is the first time I think that we'll have a really clear understanding of same-sex partnerships on the census in a way that that question was modified to better understand those household partnerships in this decade. So we'll have some better data there as well.
What other states are we looking at to pick up seats or to lose seats?
So in terms of picking up seats going into 2020, Texas was anticipated to gain up to 3 seats in the House and Florida potentially up to 2. Obviously, you know, depending on some of these can really the final distribution of seats can be fairly sensitive to small fluctuations in population. So we had, you know, Texas and Florida projected to pick up large numbers. Other western and southern states were also projected to gain. I think Colorado and Oregon, I can't quite remember exactly off the top of my head, but with the losses primarily coming from the Northeast and the Midwest. So you had places like Minnesota and New York potentially losing seats as well. So you have more states losing than gaining because Texas and Florida are projected to gain more than one.
Speaking with Rebecca Tippett, and again, ncdemography.org is the website for more on Carolina demography. And as we wrap up this conversation, we'll know more in March. We'll get the final number in September. But as that information gets released, what else should folks be looking for or anticipating from the future updates from the census that we haven't talked about yet?
So one of the big things, and this is a big question mark, is that so this is the first census that's going to have something called formal privacy, where the Bureau is taking very seriously the idea that with big data and machine learning, that even something that there's the potential for, disclosure, even with these aggregate census products. So they're kind of injecting some privacy protections into it, which are going to show up in the form of some slight disturbances in the data. And so the way we're looking to the release of the final demonstration products in April, I think in March or April of this year, that will allow us to understand what that would have looked like in 2010 so that we can plan for what that might look like and how that might impact our understanding of the 2020 census when it's released.
Again, ncdemography.org for more from Carolina Demography, and we'll look forward to those new updates coming from the Census Bureau later on this year. Rebecca Tippett, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.